Kyoto News English World。
はい、皆さんこんにちは。こちらは共同通信英文記者のポッドキャストです。英文記者は国内外で起きている出来事について取材して、オリジナルの英文記事を発信したり、日本語のニュースを英語に翻訳したりしています。共同通信の英語の記事をテーマに、いろんな国から集まる仲間たちと英語と日本語を交えていろいろディスカッションしていけたらと思っています。今日は記者2人でお届けします。私は山口祐樹と申します。最近まで日本語の部署にいて、英文記者の部署である海外部に移動してきました。よろしくお願いいたします。
Hi there everybody, my name is Eduardo Martinez、and、I'm originally from Australia、I've been working here、at Kyoto for about 2.5 years now、very happy to be speaking with you guys today、about this very interesting topic that I've written about。
はい、ありがとうございます。今日 のテーマなんですけれども、エドさんが、新年の、特集原稿として執筆された、特集記事について扱いたいと思います。どういうタイトルの記事でしょうか。
はい、 Global Peruvian Food Boom Has Tepid Ties in Japan。
世界的に人気なペルー料理ですが、日本との、関係も深いという記事ですね。それでは冒頭の部分少し読み上げていただいてもよろしいですか。
はい。 Japan and Peru may seem to have little in common, but as Peruvian cuisine has gained global recognition this year, chefs with roots in the South American country are serving up meals to treat Japanese taste buds with a side of history. With the two countries celebrating 150 years of diplomatic relations in 2023, restaurateurs and members of the Peruvian Japanese community are also reflectingon how their culinary traditions have evolved through cultural exchange。
はい、どうもありがとうございます。昨年末に配信された記事ですけれども、2023年が、日本とペルーの、外交樹立150周年に当たるということで、日本とペルーはかなり私知らなかったんですけども、すごく関係が深いんですね。うん、エロさん、この記事を執筆されようと思ったきっかけっていうのはどういうところなんでしょうか。
So as I mentioned, I'm born and raised in Australia, but my parents are from El Salvador, which is a small country in Central America. I would say that my upbringing, my house was a very traditional Salvadoran household growing up. I also started to make、some friends who wereWho may have been Japanese, but、of South American descent or some kind of、combination、like that. So yeah, just I naturally just、became curious as to what this connection was、between、Japan and Peru, especially because it's another Spanish speaking country.
なるほどですね。ご両親がエルサルバドルからいらっしゃったということで、日本でなかなか、そうですね、おっしゃられる通り、日本で南米料理のお店って探すのはやっぱすごい難しいですよね。なんか少ないので、
yes.
やっぱりそういう、いろいろちょっとね、故郷の味が恋しくなる中で、いろんなちょっと、似たようなところを探そうと思った時に、こういうような、関連といいますか、トピックを見つけられたということで、大変興味深いなと思いました。ペルーと日本の関係で言うと、やっぱり、結構あるということで、
うん、
その両国のその歴史的にはやっぱりどういう関係なんですか。
Yeah, so I just in finding out about this story, which it's about food, but I guess it really is about history and how this, how this relationship came to be. Well, Peru was the first Latin American country to establish diplomatic relations with Japan in 1873.And at that time, a lot of people in Japan, well, specifically Okinawa, the employment opportunities specifically regarding agriculture, farming, there were a lot of opportunities existing going around in South America. So it was a very appealing prospect for them. And so a lot of them, especially from Okinawa, went over to Peru and started working there. So since then, they've...been in Peru, it's been about 150 years of them being there and spending several generations living in Peru now. And so a lot of them, I guess, have become very culturally Peruvian, even if they may have remained ethnically Japanese. And then what I also found was that in the 90s, during Japan's property bubble and during Japan's need for more labor, they basically revised policy so that people who were descendants of Japanese immigrants overseas were able to come back to Japan to work here. So that kind of triggered a kind of reverse migration. And that brought back a significant number of Peruvians of Japanese descent back to Japan.
ああ、なるほどですね。まあ、なんか100年以上前に、まあ、その、いろんな、例えば農業とかの、まあ、チャンスがあるということで、なんかいろいろ、移住、してきた日本人の、まあ、人たちも、ペルーではもう、まあ、かなり、まあ、多分3世、4世とかそういうぐらいの世代に多分なってますよね。もっと言ってるのかもな。で、そういう人たちが、その日本の、バブルの時に、移民政策の、変更ということで、日本に戻ってきやすくなったということで、そこからまた日本に住んでいらっしゃる方も結構いるということなんですね。まあ、日系人って聞くとやっぱりブラジルの印象がやっぱすごい強いんですけども、ペルーの方はやっぱすごいいっぱいいらっしゃるんですね。
Yeah, it's I mean after Brazil, it is definitely the Peru has the largest Japanese presence in South America. I think that it has one of the it does have one of the largest Japanese diasporas in the world. Yes, so and I think a lot of the reasons why there was immigration to Brazil was for a lot of the same reasons, you know, for employment opportunities and yeah, the they're very very similar stories.
なるほどですね。まあ、本題に移りますけれども、まあ、ペルー料理っていうと、最近やっぱりすごい注目を浴びているそうですね。
Peruvian food has been kind of experiencing a kind of boom in recent years. And I think it's something that within Latin America has been known for quite a while now, but I think it's starting to really break ground overseas as well in terms of, yeah, penetrating the international scene. And yeah, people wonder, you know, what is so special about Peruvian food? And I think there's a lot to do with it. First of all is, with its history, I think it comes with an intersection of, various different cultures at different times. You have its indigenous cultures, which cultivated, crops like, corn and potatoes and chilies, which are indigenous to the Americas. And then when, with Spanish colonization, there was a big mixing of culinary techniques and traditions there. Later came, well, the Spanish then brought African slaves, who then brought their own food traditions. And then later on came significant Asian groups, which included Chinese and Japanese. So as we mentioned, the Japanese started going to Peru, you know, thereabouts around 150 years ago. And they've had a significant impact on the local food scene. One dish, which is, I think, considered Peru's national dish is ceviche, which is it's basically a dish of raw fish cured in lime juice. You also eat it with chilies, with fresh herbs. I've had it many, many times before. I absolutely love it. But yeah, a lot of people say that the dish has roots in Japanese cuisine as well because of Japan's own culinary traditions with eating sashimi and eating raw fish. So it's very easy to make that, to draw that connection.
ああ、なるほど。面白いですね。セビーチェ、僕も大好きなんですけども、すごい日本人にとってもすごいね、やっぱり食べやすいというか、馴染みが、すぐ親しみやすいというか、やっぱり、日本は刺身で食べますけども、セビーチェもね、生、お魚とかで、ライムジュースですか
yes, yes,
マリネにして食べるということで、すごい日本人の食、味覚にもすごい合う、すごい美味しい料理ですよね。その他にはどういう料理があるんでしょうか
okay, so there's a few different dishes. I think another, famous dish which also, suggests, which also demonstrates, this fusion of different cultures is called lomo saltado. It's similar to like a Chinese stir fry. You've got bits of beef, And tomatoes and fries like potato fries, stir fried in a soy sauce in a wok. And people say that's actually it comes from Chinese cooking techniques.
なるほど。醤油も使うんですか?
Yeah, yeah, they use soy sauce.
南米料理ですけど。
Yes, and
そこはやっぱりその中国とか日本の影響がやっぱり。
Yeah, yeah, it's more than you realize. Like, I actually had when I was in university, I actually went on a study trip to Peru. And I was there for about 3 weeks. And I know that, you know, even in Japan, many countries have their own sort of like localized, Chinese food scenes. But in Peru, they have this, they're called chifas, which are kind of like Chinese restaurants, but, in a very Peruvian style. Like it's hard to explain. It's not something that is just like has been transplanted from Chinese culture into Peru. It's kind of like something that has developed out of the mixing of the two cultures. So I think that's very common to see in Peru. And yeah, I think that's contributed to, why it's become such a,big culinary destination.
なるほどですね。いや、知らない料理も私もたくさん、ね、
あった
んですけども、ぜひちょっとなんか食べてみたいなと思いました。エロさん、今回の取材では、あれですね、その、東京にある、そういった、その、ペルー料理のお店を取材されたと思うんですけども、どういうお店を取材されたんですか?
Yeah, so, I spoke to a few different places, here in Tokyo. The ones that I included in the article, one is actually outside, just outside of Tokyo in Kawasaki. It's called, Rei. Yeah, the owners are a Nikkei-jin couple, who, yeah, they've been here in Japan since they were very young from South America. They grew up in that area, but, also one of the reasons why they decided to build, to put their restaurant in Kawasaki was, because there's now almost a bit of competition among, Peruvian restaurants in Tokyo, because there's quite a few now to choose from. But yeah, they seem to have taken the approach of injecting a bit more Japanese culture into Peru in terms of their presentation and their technique. And they say that they offer, dishes with Japanese sake, like Nihonshu pairings. So they've really experimented with the cuisine even further. So that's one. Another one which I interviewed was, I think, quite a famous place in Harajuku in central Tokyo called Beppoka. It's been there for a bit over 10 years now. But yeah, it's really quite famous, and it offers very, I would say, very genuine Peruvian food, but of a very high quality. And yeah, that's where you can find, you know, all the classic dishes like ceviche, like lomo saltado, like there's other ones called, Casa Rellena, Papala Huancaina, like I'm sure these names don't really make much sense to people who don't know them, but yeah, I would encourage everyone to just go and try them and let your taste buds take you on a journey.
なるほどですね。どういう食材が結構使われることが多いんですか、ペルー料理っていうと。
Yeah, so, like I said, crops like corn especially and chilies are all indigenous to the Americas, so they are very often used in Peruvian cooking, same with potatoes. Another reason why I think Peru is like such a huge culinary destination is because its geography is very diverse. You have coastal plains, and you have the Andes Mountains, and you have the Amazon jungle. So they incorporate ingredients from all these three very distinct environments. And yeah, like I said, then you have the introduction of European cooking techniques and ingredients. You know, they have, you know, pasta now and bread and cheese and things like that. Beef, I don't think cattle existed in the Americas before the before colonization. So there's a lot of different ingredients going in, but they are still very focused, I think, on produce that came from that area. Especially they have so many different varieties of corn and potato. You think of maybe just one or two different types of corn, but there's actually several. So,
なるほどですね。Yeah. なんか日本のお米がいっぱいあるみたいにあちらやっぱコーンの中
に Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, they, it's, yeah, corn is, in the same way that rice is the staple in Japan,、corn and potatoes are the staple in Peru. So they incorporate them a lot into their food.、
なるほどですね。Yeah.あの、まあ、そんな、その、美味しそうな、あの、ペルー料理の、あの、紹介をいっぱいしてもいただいたんですけども、その、あの、一番最初の話に戻ると、オーストラリアで、その、育った時に、あの、食べてたような、あの、エルサルバドルの料理っていうのは、やっぱり、東京では難しいんですかね、見つけるのは。
Yes, unfortunately it is. I guess it's a small country and, I mean, yeah, it doesn't, have a terribly strong connection with Japan, so it's understandable that there isn't really many options here. But yeah, unfortunately, it's hard to find, Salvadoran food or ingredients for it. But I have found actually that, I mean, there are some similarities still, with Salvadoran food and Peruvian food. So sometimes you can go to, say, a Latin American supermarket, here in Tokyo, of which there are a couple. And you can sometimes find, you know,things that you were looking for, there. So yeah, we also eat a lot of, like,corn, maize flour is a for making tortillas, for example, is very, common in the Salvadorian diet. And yeah, beans and things like that and chili spices, we eat those as well. So, yeah, sometimes there's a bit of crossover and you can find some stuff, when like, yeah.Peruvian grocers, South American grocers.
あの、エルサルバドル料理で何か一つおすすめをするとしたらどういうものでしょうか?
I guess if Peru has ceviche, then El Salvador has a dish called pupusas. It's they're kind of like stuffed tortillas. So if you think of a tortilla, maybe you think of a Mexican tortilla, which is very flat and loose, so that you can make a taco with it and you know put fillings in it and fold it.But what we do, our tortillas, first of all, they're a bit thicker, and more stiff. So while they're still in their raw dough form before they've been cooked, we'll put some fillings inside of them. So say cheese or beans or some kind of meat, and we'll roll it up and then we'll flatten and cook it on a hot plate. And so all the ingredients will.Together inside. So yeah, it's kind of like a tortilla hot pocket. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, it's delicious and I really miss them.
ああ、なるほどですね。Yeah. なんとなく、エルサルバドル版、なんかお好み焼き的な感じ。
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like, I can't, like a, it's really like a 肉まん。Like a Salvadorian 肉まん。
なるほど。
It's hard to, it's hard to describe, but yeah.
Yeah,でも聞いただけでなんかちょっと食べたくなってき
ました。Yeah, if you ever get the chance, please try your best.
ビールにもすごい合いそうです、
ね。Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah.
ありがとうございます。今日はあのエロさんと一緒になかなかその皆さんちょっと馴染みが少ないかもしれないんですけれども、まあ、南米の料理、あのペルー料理とそのまあ日本との、あの関係について議論あのしていきました。あのまたちょっとあの私にとってもすごいあの発見が多かったので、またぜひちょっとあの解説をあのお願いできればと思います。今日はどうもありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
はい、そろそろ時間になってきてしまったんですけれども、共同通信では、共同ニュースプラスというサイトで日本や世界で起きた出来事について英語のニュースを発信しています。今日ご紹介した記事も掲載されていますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。それでは皆さん、
See you next time!